This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A post-pandemic spike in auto thefts has tapered off this year. Thefts were down by almost 25% during the first quarter of 2023 versus the same time last year. Colorado led the nation with its increase in auto thefts in 2021 and 2022. While law enforcement officials applauded the news, they still want people to stay vigilant. They say 90% of stolen vehicles are found and returned, but only about 9% of cases are ever charged. Jefferson County educators will receive a 5.25% raise in a tentative agreement reached with the district Wednesday night. CPR's Jenny Brandine has more.
State lawmakers allocated record education dollars to schools this year, and many districts poured much of it into teachers' salaries. Jeffco's raise is less than some neighboring districts, but Superintendent Tracy Dorland said at a board meeting this week that Jeffco voters tax themselves for schools less than those surrounding districts.
We must make this commitment to employee compensation within our available resources.
Jeffco's starting salary is just over $52,000. A ratification vote is set for next week. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Meanwhile, in Fort Collins, leaders have scrapped a proposal to raise the city's minimum wage to over $17 an hour. Opponents worried higher wages would drive out small businesses. Supporters argue leaders need to find more ways to help residents adjust to the rising cost of living in northern Colorado. Right now, Denver is the only Colorado city that has a minimum wage higher than the state's minimum of $13.65. If you're seeing smog around your city today, it's likely due to smoke that's coming down from some wildfires in Canada. Thus, air quality will not be great today. This is CPR News and KRCC.